Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Acts chapter 2, verses 14 through 36. But Peter, taking his stand with the 11, raised his voice and declared to them, "Men of Judea, and all you who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and give heed to my words. For these men are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken of through the prophet Joel. And it shall be in the last days, God says, that I will pour forth of my spirit on all mankind, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my bond slaves, both men and women, I will in those days pour forth of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will grant wonders in the sky above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and glorious day of the Lord shall come. And it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Men of Israel, listen to these words. Jesus, the Nazarene, a man attested to you by God, with miracles and wonders and signs, which God performed through him in your midst, just as you yourselves know. This man, delivered over by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God, you nailed to a cross by the hands of godless men and put him to death. But God raised him up again, putting an end to the agony of death, since it was impossible for him to be held in its power. For David says of him, 'I saw the Lord, always in my presence, for he is at my right hand, so that I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue exulted. Moreover, my flesh also will live in hope, because you will not abandon my soul to Hades, nor allow your Holy One to undergo decay. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Brethren, I may confidently say to you regarding the patriarch David that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. And so, because he was a prophet and knew that God had sworn to him with an oath to seat one of his descendants on his throne, he looked ahead and spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that he was neither abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh suffer decay. This Jesus God raised up again, to which we are all witnesses. Therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured forth this which you both see and hear. For it was not David who ascended into heaven, but he himself says, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet." Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified.
After being called by Jesus, Peter immediately left his fishing career to lead a life of discipleship and service. The man was far from perfect, but we can learn much from his transformation. When Jesus asked the disciples who they believed he was, Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Similarly, for those of us who are believers, our words and actions should proclaim to those around us that we trust in Jesus as the Messiah and we belong to him. The basis for our identity, in public and in private, ought to be that we are his followers. After Christ's arrest, Peter's faith faltered. Just as the Lord had predicted, the apostle refused three times to acknowledge their relationship. The disciple wept bitterly about what he'd done. But following the resurrection, Jesus forgave Peter and then called him to love the sheep, as we read in John chapter 21, verses 15 through 17. After being filled with the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, Peter began his ministry by sharing the gospel with thousands of people. See Acts 2, verses 6 through 11 and verse 41. Through God's power, many were saved. Peter is an example of the type of person our Heavenly Father can use, someone with strengths and weaknesses, who learns from mistakes and is surrendered to the Lord for His purposes. Have you surrendered to following God's plan for your life?